Hi everyone, welcome to this webcast regarding Telenor's usage of Azure and the tipping point for Telenor of choosing Azure. I would like to take you through a small presentation today. It's going to be quite brief, and we will touch upon a few topics. Myself, I'm Andreas Høgberg. I'm a director of IT service management in Telenor. I'm part of Telenor's shared service center organization, and I've been and currently am the project owner for the project that has been utilizing Azure the last year. And with me, I have.
Marius Petersen, I'm an associate architect out of Microsoft Services Norway, and I've been working with Andreas on their SharePoint project as a platform lead and responsible for Telenor's early adopter program.
We are very happy to introduce the Azure service to you today, and I'm looking forward to take this through to all of you. If you have any questions, please feel free to provide us with the questions anytime during the presentation. Marius will help me answering them as best as he can, and we'll also do a Q&A session at the end of the presentation. I'll briefly take you through a little bit about the Telenor Group before moving on for the background for assessing Azure Infrastructure as a Service, which is basically a story about SharePoint. Then we'll move over to why we chose Azure Infrastructure as a Service, touching upon the tipping point for Telenor looking into the cloud services overall. We will summarize and we will move on to the Q&A session. Then let's move on. Telenor is a Norwegian telecom company. It was actually the old telegraph company in Norway, founded back in 1855. We offer a wide range of telecom-related services, both within the mobile market as well as fixed phone, TV distribution, as well as satellite and, as I stated, conditional access technology worldwide. We have currently main mobile operations in the Nordics, in Central Eastern Europe, and in Asia. And Telenor recently bought a telecom operator in Bulgaria. We have close to 150 mobile subscribers worldwide, and are also one of the major owners in VimpelCom Limited, a Russian telecom company now operated and headquartered out of the Netherlands. We are about 30,000 employees, and in 2011 had about $16.4 billion US in revenues. It's actually a very quite interesting aspect looking at the wide geographical regional presence of Telenor Group, looking at it from a data center perspective, which I'll come back to when we're talking about the choice of Azure in general. Let's move on. Why did we see the need to discuss Azure EAS in the first place? Marius gave you a little bit of hint, and that all started with SharePoint. Back in 2006, Telenor Group saw the need to do something drastically in the way they managed exchange between all of their employees. The drawing I'm showing is it's a funny little drawing that we made up in a project that was started in 2006 that we call the International System of Information Exchange. We experienced as a problem that employees worked quite a lot in silos. Employees didn't necessarily know of each other, and when trying to send information to each other, the information was often lost under the way or either in the tunnel of lost content or due to language barriers. And any of the employees that were not pre-connected and knew of each other, they didn't really know how to utilize all the information, the technologies, the analysis, the best practices that our colleagues could easily share with each other. In 2006, Telenor started the program of implementing SharePoint across all of its major mobile business units. We ended up choosing SharePoint 2007 to ensure that connected people will be working smarter. And the way we see that is that across languages and across regional geographies, we see people need to know each other. They need to find each other. They need to have a connection with each other in order to share lessons learned and best practices of technologies and projects they're currently working on. We believe, and we have seen since 2006, that one of the ways of moving our organization forward is to have our people increasing the knowledge of each other and sharing all the knowledge we have with each other. Back to 2007, we ended up setting up two regional data centers, one in Europe, in Norway, where Telenor's headquarters is located, and one in Asia, that being Malaysia. The reason for setting up two data centers was at the time to ensure a consistency in performance for all employees across this wide range of countries. We have a SharePoint 2007 environment that is heavily customized in order to achieve what we saw as necessary at the time, both within the portal, the team sites, my sites, and confidential sites. On the usage-based, 40,000 end users, 20,000 site collections, 70 web applications, 100 content databases, and as stated, 140 customizations. Now, since the launch of SharePoint 2007, which was approximately 2009, we have experienced quite a few problems, both getting the two data centers to work efficiently together, as well as the customizations being a pain point for having a steady performance and availability of our system. So I'm stating this because that was one of the key elements that we took into consideration when moving into the next step, which was looking at the business objectives on how we could utilize SharePoint 2007 in a more efficient way and improve it by doing an upgrade. From a business perspective, Workday efficiency is essential to keep improving Telenor's operations. We need to increase the efficiency and effectiveness of the way we're working with people and processes across all of our business units. There has been a lot of focus on operational excellence by creating standardized industrialization elements where we are actually spreading the use of automated workflows to replace manual processes. Telenor is also the last year has been going through an industrialization effort where they're trying to foster as much practice sharing and enabling the best practices across all their different business units to increase the operationalization of our company. And to give you a little bit of background on that, one of the key differentiators within Telenor has been to have very autonomous business units where they have had the ability and the mandate to decide close to everything within their local business units. Through industrialization, we're trying to reach out and get a more of cooperation between the business units and ensuring that we share all the best practices between them. In order to achieve this, we need to do organizational transformation. And that was also one of the backgrounds for introducing SharePoint. SharePoint was an HR-driven implementation and not an IT-driven implementation. Organizational transformation needs to be supported by automated systems in any way in order to manage and have our employees adapt to change. We set up a project analyzing our SharePoint 2007 setup. We quite soon discarded the option of upgrading to SharePoint 2010 and rather went straight for SharePoint 2013 as part of Microsoft's rapid deployment program. The key objectives of this was to reduce the total cost of ownership in line with industrialization thinking, reducing cost of IT in general in Telenor, and to achieve as much as possible out of the systems that we currently have in place. There is a large need across all of our business units to rapid enable new features in order to support the organizational transformation and the operational excellence agenda. With SharePoint 2007, we've experienced that the customizations have limited our ability to enable new features, and having two data centers has also increased the risk as well as complexity in enabling new features at the speed that the business would like us to. We need to see simplified maintenance. We have a huge cost relating to operating two data centers at the same time. And we need to look at enabling new cloud technologies. We witnessed that the technology innovation was moving very rapidly around us, and we saw the need for and the opportunity to really look into what is it that, for example, Microsoft or any other cloud operating vendor could provide us with services. So that being said, we set up a SharePoint 2013 implementation project as part of the Microsoft Rapid Deployment Program. Now, moving into why Azure in Infrastructure as a Service. As I'm sure all of you know, Azure is being offered as both Infrastructure as a Service and Platform as a Service. Very late spring in 2012, we saw the need to start to implement development environments and test environments. And as part of that, we at the time only had our internal that data centers to relate to. And for the project, that meant quite a few weeks of implementation time. At the same time, Microsoft Consulting Services approached us and gave us the opportunity to take a look at their new offering, which was Azure Infrastructure as a Service. They provided us with a value proposition, where they basically said, if you partner up with Microsoft Consulting Services, we will provide you with an early insight and opportunity to participate in this new innovation of the use of Azure. It gave us at Telenor's side a lot of confidence because of Microsoft Consulting Services' close relations to the Microsoft product group, which I've found to be essential and a huge lesson learned for any early adoption implementation of any system, that being said. The benefits that we were shown was one, for the project, it was really time-saving as Azure Infrastructure as a Service provided us with the opportunity to set up virtual servers basically immediately and have the opportunity to run SharePoint 2013 on these virtual servers within hours. We actually, through by using Microsoft Consulting Services, amongst other Marius, who is with me today, had spent very, very little time testing out to run SharePoint 2013 on Azure Infrastructure as a Service as the first project worldwide. They managed to get it running, and we started using it, especially for development and testing to begin with. As part of using it, we saw that it was very scalable and elastic. We could in one way increase the load very easily. We could increase the number of servers very easily. We could decrease it at a similar easiness. The flexibility of using Azure Infrastructure as a Service is equally important for all of us. And all the cost is actually based on the usage. So for the project, we could write up scripts, run these scripts in the morning, and set up the servers necessary, including the application that we were developing. And when the project went home at night, we could turn these servers off, basically saving the project and Telenor as such 50% of any compared to any fixed implementation of an infrastructure that has to be turned on 24/7. So for the project, this was, as an overall implementation, worth a lot when it comes to reduced cost. And as I've stated in the case study, we have seen a reduced cost in the area of 70% compared to a similar setup using a dedicated hardware. So what was it that actually made Telenor consider using an infrastructure as a service, which is basically a cloud technology? As all of you, at least in Europe, know, there is a lot of focus on the regulatory side. And it's come especially on the privacy element. At the time we were assessing using Azure, the late spring, early summer of 2012, the Norwegian Data Inspectorate had started to look into it at the same way. And it gave us confidence when they started approving the usage of cloud technologies in general for several other elements in the Norwegian government structure. Internally in Telenor, we'd started to look at creating necessary policies to support cloud strategies, and required policies would specifically be within privacy, within security, and within information management overall. Having these policies in place helped the project a lot, setting up the requirements and making use of the right sort of data to not come into any bad situation with either employees or the governments in any sense. In that sense, we'd already started the discussion with the rest of the organization to increase the maturity for improving our willingness to go into cloud technologies. And for me, the biggest learning point has actually been to try to change the way we discuss this. Instead of having a discussion of why going to the cloud, ask yourself, why should we not go to the cloud? And start to create a discussion with your business partners and stakeholders with that starting point. And at least to my experience, I found that the answers and the willingness was a lot easier trying to defend why we should not go into the cloud. All of this was supported by the strategy of my own company in the Telenor Group, as well as the Telenor Group overall. And that one is to start looking at new technologies and especially look at the cloud readiness for our different systems. For the SharePoint 2013 project, we went to the extent of ensuring cloud readiness that we basically forbid to have any customizations in place, any customizations that needed to be developed had to be approved by the executive steering committee, and based on a total cost of ownership perspective, that would of course take into account both the opportunity to utilize cloud services as well as migration and moving everything into an operational steady state at the later stage. As stated, the strategy was to was supporting the usage of cloud technologies. And when looking and assessing all these different areas in the Telenor Group, I experienced that we came into a tipping point where we actually said, why not? Let's start utilizing infrastructure as a service. And let's start to use this project as a pilot by setting up the development, the testing, and the demo environment with non-production data in Azure Infrastructure as a Service. By utilizing non-production data, we drastically reduced the risk of breaching any of the regulatory requirements, and regarding internal policies, all our employees were well protected for privacy concerns. Another benefit that we soon realized throughout the fall of 2012 is what Microsoft now is calling Cloud OS, or also hybrid. If you look at the orange cloud form in the middle here, for our SharePoint 2013 environment we and the project, we actually had to take into consideration migration from a SharePoint 2007 on-premise data center, developing and testing in Azure's Infrastructure as a Service, the Microsoft Cloud Service, and establishing the SharePoint 2013 production environment at a third-party service provider. Now, all of this seemed in the beginning to be very complex and seemed to be gave us a challenge that we thought, is this really going to work? But what Azure Infrastructure as a Service provided us was through their Windows Server 2012 setup, which is in the heart of the Cloud OS, as well as with our third-party service provider, was the opportunity to seamlessly move the application from Azure into our third-party hosting provider. As Microsoft is stating, this has become one consistent platform, and it basically is. It's taking into account the virtualization, it's taking into account the data transfer, and the development side, which we all have been using for our project. And it has been very helpful for us in all essence, the comfort that as long as you have a basic infrastructure as a foundation, utilizing Windows Server 2012, we could move seamlessly from internal to external data centers across cloud technologies versus dedicated technologies. So all in all, it really is, in a sense, a consistent platform. And by effect, we have been utilizing it through the SharePoint 2013 projects and are currently installing SharePoint 2013 on our third-party service provider without any large problems at all. So hybrid solution is heavily supported in Azure. One thing that we haven't taken used this much as of yet is the identity part, but I know that Azure Technologies have launched multiple features that will help all of the required customers to seamlessly integrate their dedicated setup with an cloud infrastructure solution. So in my mind, on the business development side, that could be a very easy way of setting up extra servers whenever that is needed, for example. So what did we end up setting up in Azure? As stated, we did all the development. We set up 16 VMs. That was through two farms and five development machines. We had a user acceptance test for the Telenor customers testing out the application being developed, as well as for the project and the product group in the project to demo the application as it was being developed to the business side, which helped us a lot in getting an acceptance that the standard setup is actually very useful and sufficient for Telenor's requirements, not having the need to do any customizations. And then the third and final one is the platform test environment that we used to test out new basic functionalities in SharePoint 2013 and create any scripts for building this. Maybe Marius, if you would like to add a few words to how beneficial the project has seen this all setup and how long it was actually spent creating it and how much usage we've gotten out of it.
Sure. So as Andreas mentioned, the project really had the need for several environments, like any other SharePoint or any other development project you might imagine you have. We had the need to establish this within a very short time frame. So an original time frame for establishing this on-prem, including the procurement of hardware, was approximately between 6 to 12 weeks, depending on deliveries of hardware. We managed to establish the first environment for Telenor within the first week after preview. So rather than having a project waiting to be started, we were able to rapidly ramp up the development side of the project. In addition, we have been adding and removing environments all along during the project. So if the business side comes in and requires, okay, we need to figure out if we want to do this or that, we could easily establish a new environment. Rather than going through a proper change process, that would be the normal way of doing things towards hosting providers or internally in an IT organization, we were able to just start up the environment and be able to do a proof of concept within the next few days, which was very beneficial for the speed of the actual SharePoint project. And looking at when we were at peak development time, we had approximately 80 servers running at the same time in Azure, and we had also approximately eight SharePoint environments running at the same time in parallel in Azure IS, and everything worked very good. And also, as Andreas mentioned earlier, one of the key benefits of these environments was the possibility to turn them off when we did not want to or did not need them in at the current time. So typically, one of the major savings periods we had was during the Christmas period last year, where we only had a team in India working on developing. We turned off both UAT and PDV environment, so saving two-thirds of the cost for Telenor at that point in time for those 3 weeks. So utilizing this has given a huge benefit for a project, enabling us to really deliver on the core part of the project, which is introducing SharePoint in a new version for Telenor. And at the same time, we managed to prove to Telenor that utilizing Azure IS and cloud services is a huge cost saver in addition to a time-saving element.
Thank you for that, Marius, and I fully support it. As the project owner of this project, I was very, very happy to see that project not only saved a lot of time in implementing the necessary servers and environments, but also had the opportunity to reduce costs and really have a strong focus on cost reductions throughout the whole project. It's been very beneficial for all of us, and I'm very happy to see the results so far. We'll do a quick summary now and then move on to the Q&A session. Overall, the key takeaways from me in implementing a cloud service like Azure has been to look at, from your own organizational perspective, the regulatory aspects, what your internal policies states, the organizational maturity, having a strategy that supports a cloud readiness, and really deep dive into those and discuss those with your internal stakeholders. And more often than not, turning around the questions of, as I stated, not asking why we should do it, ask instead why we should not do it. That has been maybe the most helpful element to get the business side, not necessarily really well spoken within IT, realize that here is a new technology that we really could utilize, and there is really no large risk or no large element that is not achievable when it comes to mitigating them. For Azure in itself, the implementation using PowerShell and the project used, of course, TSF very rapidly. TSF in itself was actually run on Azure. Using the PowerShell scripts made us having a very repeatable process where we could implement whatever we needed, scale up and down not only servers but also environments. We could repeat and prepare a lot of demos for the business units, and we could easily meet the business requirements of having extra access, having an environment that they could have access to play around with, to learn as much about SharePoint 2013 as we went along, as this being a new technology. From a project perspective, it was very efficient setting it up, as it was ready to use, which was very helpful for the technical resources as Marius. And we could deploy it and govern it from anywhere. We also had the opportunity to test out the regional aspects of it. As I'm sure you're aware, Azure Infrastructure as a Service offers regional setup. So if any of you have any data requirements, keeping data only in Asia, only in Europe, etc., that is achievable through Azure. And we tested out multiple of these data centers through the project and had the same positive reaction and result from any of them. So overall, as a project owner for a project utilizing Azure, this has been a good experience for me. The project has saved cost, it has saved time. We have enabled the use of a new technology by not utilizing production data so far. We have provided the organization with an opportunity to test out a new technology, and we have provided the organization with the confidence they need in order to, in the future, take more decisions of any cloud readiness applications or movement into the cloud in general. So overall, this has been a good experience, and for me, the overall tipping point has been when I've been able to go to my stakeholders and have gotten a positive commitment and reaction to the presentation, showing that there really are no regulatory concerns, there are no organizational concerns, there are no policy or security concerns that would prevent the usage of Azure Infrastructure as a Service. And with that, I suggest that we move over to the Q&A session, unless Marius, have you anything additional to add?
Now I think you're ready for some Q&A.
Good, let's move on. Has there been any questions along the way?
Only one in terms of what type of customizations that has been implemented. And for the SharePoint side, the customizations has been everything from highly complex server-side code to very simple client-side code in the solution, varying from custom navigation, third-party tools for topic mapping, rating elements in SharePoint, custom KPI, web parts, and so forth, and very complex portal implementation as well.
I can fully support that, Marius. And just to emphasize the importance here, these 140 customizations are, of course, all on the SharePoint 2007 environment. And even though this is an Azure webcast, I'm very happy to announce that through our SharePoint 2013 projects, we have been able to reduce those 140 to only two customizations. So we have reduced the need for customizations very drastically with the help of the project being set up.
Any other questions that we could answer?
No, it looks very quiet here. I assume that some of you would have given us a notice by now. So then I suggest that we slowly start to close down this session. You agree, Marius?
Yes.
Good. Then I will say thank you to everyone listening in, and I wish you all the best in your own technical projects and the usage of the technology you wish for.